This is Ethan Park, and I'll be talking about my iSearch paper, which is the effects of global warming on our environment. And part one is the story. So this is how I've come to become familiar with global warming and how I became interested with it. So I've always known that global warming posed a threat to the environment in the back of my mind. To me, it was just common knowledge. However, I never knew specifically how it could affect the ecology of the planet, and I wanted to fill in these gaps in my knowledge and get more specific information about what we are doing to the environment and what we can do to help it and better it. I am interested in learning more about this topic because, like I said, I don't have any specific knowledge of what our ecological impact is. But I would like to be able to inform myself and become less ignorant. And this interest in the environment and in the world started ever since I was little. I was interested in learning about the environment, and I would borrow books from the library about the oceans or various animals, and I would spend hours a day reading them. I would also love going on hikes to the mountains or go to the beach or just spend time in nature in general. And I think this childhood interest started with a program that my school had where they would display things that relate to nature and the environment. We would be able to, they would talk to us about it, and we would be able to go up at the end of the presentation and interact with them and sometimes even touch them and handle them and handle the items brought. And I want to take this initial interest and expand upon it. Now I want to be able to have a deeper understanding about the environment and how we can affect it. Part two, the purpose. I want to educate myself and learn more about our environment, and I want to be able to know how exactly we are impacting it and what it's doing to the plants and animals and humans which inhabit it. And in my search for answers for these, I came up with these topics: the effects of global warming on animals, the effects of global warming on humans, the effects of global warming on certain ecosystems, on plants, and on the weather. Part three, my research process. As I said earlier, I was always interested in the world ever since I was little. So naturally, I chose this topic to build upon the initial interest and further my knowledge on the topic. And this led me to having an interest in how we fit into the world and how we affect it. And I began the search by going to Google and typing into the search bar the effects of global warming. And this broad search led me to multiple sources, which had a lot of information on this subject. Unfortunately, after a while, all these websites, they start to share a lot of the same information. So, in order to find something new, I decided to use Google again, and this time use more specific questions or more specific keywords like how does global warming affect humans, or the effects of global warming on plants, or the effects of global warming on animals. And when I found my sources for these questions, I went to Google Scholar because they were still a little bit repetitive after a while. And I wanted something even more informative. So I went to Google Scholar to look for these sources, and I got a lot of good sources or a lot of good information on these topics. And the sources I mainly used came from websites that specialize in science or they're government hosted. For example, one source I used is the EPA's website, and I prefer using these websites because I find them to be more credible than just your average random website on the internet. And I also use Google Scholar because I knew I could trust all I find on Google Scholar because they're published research papers. And my search, I found that one notable thing was that I found not all effects of global warming are negative. I don't think I've ever found something where it states that they're positive, but some impacts of global warming are just neutral, like how animals adapt without having any negative effects, or just how plants adapt without having negative effects, but most of these were negative. Some examples of these negative effects of global warming are oceans and becoming more acidic and other habitats being destroyed, and an increased exposure to UV rays for humans, and this would obviously cause harmful conditions like skin cancer. And another aspect of global warming was that it caused more frequent instances of extreme weather. So, and while I was researching all of this, I was constantly thinking of what we could do to combat it, and if it was too late to reverse what we did so far. Part four, my research findings. In my research, I found that animals, obviously, they face challenges created by global warming. And these challenges are starvation, loss of habitat, and so on. And naturally, as habitats shrink, so do the available sources of food. And a prominent example of this being polar bears and the struggle for survival. As the ice melts, the polar ecosystem becomes disrupted, and polar bears are oftentimes unable to travel the distances that they were formerly able to in the search for food. And this wouldn't be a problem in the past, because in the past, there have been instances of the ice melting, and polar bears would not have been able to hunt like they normally would. However, they had one thing to help them survive, and that was whale carcasses. And that's not a possibility anymore because of human intervention. Humans decimated the whale population, so they're no longer able to have such an abundant food source. And another effect of global warming on animals is that they're feeling an increased amount of pressure to adapt to the ever-changing climate, and those who can't adapt fast enough will just die out. Higher temperatures also cause plants to become more productive, and when they're more productive, they have an increased water usage, and this tends to shorten water supplies, or it tends to worsen water shortages. And rising temperatures, on top of increased water usage from plants, they lead to they just tend to exacerbate water shortages, and they lead to a more arid environment. One example being the Sahara Desert and how it's spreading. The drought and the lack of water, it causes the soil to be stripped away, and it's just left. All that's left is sand and unusable soil. And this causes food shortages, and it can contaminate water supplies as well. And it just overall just degrades the quality of the soil and causes the area to be unlivable. Not only are animals being challenged by global warming, but humans as well. And one prominent issue being UV rays being more abundant than ever because of global warming's effect on thinning the ozone layer. And as the ozone layer thins, its ability to block harmful UV rays, it drastically decreases, which allows more UV rays to be let through into the atmosphere. And this causes, as you know, UV rays are able to cause cancer, and this increase in UV rays naturally would cause an increase in cancer. Ecosystems are also feeling the effects of global warming, with one example being oceans. They're becoming more acidic, due in large part to their absorption of excess carbon in the atmosphere, and this causes the oceans to become more acidic. And more acidic oceans means that animals that use calcium carbonate to build their shells, their mortality rates are rising. And not only does this mean that more mollusks and shellfish are dying off, but it also means that the food web is disrupted. The animals that would feed on these hard-shelled creatures, they have their food source is shrinking, so they're forced to look for other food. And this doesn't only just apply to oceans. The same thing can be seen happening to many other ecosystems where animals are being able to, or animals are forced to look for other sources of food as their food sources become depleted, and the overall the food web and the food chains are becoming more and more degraded. And not only is global warming affecting living things, but it's also affecting the weather as well. One example being that a warmer climate creates an atmosphere that can collect, retain, and draw more water, changing weather patterns in such a way that wet areas become wetter and dry areas become drier. And extreme weather conditions not only lead to ecological hardships, but they can also affect humans as well. For example, drought conditions, like I said, can lead to a contamination of water supplies, while tornadoes are able to cause large amounts of damage and destroy large swaths of land. And this extreme increase of weather conditions will also only become more frequent as global warming increases. And if we do nothing about global warming, all of the effects will just become worse and worse. However, many nations have noticed the significance of global warming, and they've taken steps to combat effects, thankfully. However, I don't think it's possible for global warming to be completely eradicated, but I think it is possible for it to be greatly reduced.